We are all in the information age, and that's part of the problem. Most of us are drowning in information, yet thirsting for knowledge and insights. At this time in history, it's imperative that we enter the communication age. What does that mean? Is there a difference between informing and communicating? The answer is yes. Informing is one way, it's static, and doesn't always cause action. Communicating is two-way, it's dynamic, and usually causes action. If I inform you about something, I don't know if you've read it. I don't know if you agree with it. And most importantly, I don't know if you took action on it. If instead of just informing you, I'm communicating with you about something, I can tell in real time whether you are agreeing or disagreeing. And if you're disagreeing, I can further communicate with you, answering all of your questions to make sure you understand and we both agree. Unlike informing, communicating is indeed interactive and dynamic. First of all, I can ask, are you taking action on it? What will you do, and when will you do it? Over the past 5 years, I've surveyed hundreds of leaders from large companies around the world, asking them the question, on an internal basis, are you better at informing or communicating? And 100% have said we're much better at informing, we're not very good at communicating. If you can't communicate well internally, you probably aren't good at communicating externally with your customers, your suppliers, and your partners. So what are the tools of the communication age, other than having a phone and making a video call? The answer is social media. Social media is not about the word media. It's about the word social. And best of all, it's free. For example, a few years after Twitter was started, I was working with a company that had 31,000 engineers, obviously a very big company. Before meeting with the top executives, I was told that the CEO didn't want any of his employees using social media because he didn't want his 31,000 engineers tweeting their workday away. So when the meeting started, the first thing I said was, "All of your engineers should be using Twitter." As you might guess, he did not look happy. But before he could say anything, I said, "Social media is a powerful tool for the communication age. I don't want your engineers using it like the kids use it. When someone uses Twitter, it tells them how to use it by answering the question, what's happening? So of course, a kid would say, I'm having a hamburger. I'm at the movies. I'm with my buddy. I'm at the beach. I suggested that we change the question for his 31,000 engineers to, what problem are you trying to solve? There probably is an engineer out there that has a solution for another engineer's problem. This would provide a very fast, quick way to accelerate problem solving and innovation in the company. So I suggested that instead of using the public version of Twitter, that his IT department create an internal secure version for the engineers. After all, it's only two sentences. His IT people could handle that. Next, I said, we should build our own internal version of Facebook, where the engineers can easily create their own page, but instead of posting personal information, have them go beyond global best practices by posting their global best solutions. If an engineer's problem is to design a new door for a jet, it's likely one of the other 31,000 engineers can help. Now the CEO understood the power of using social media. He combined an easy-to-use Skype-like video conferencing system with social media tools to unlock the communication age within his company. They called it Project Unity, since it was a way to unify all of his employees globally. Instead of informing each other, they now had simple and powerful tools to communicate and collaborate with each other. Your learning activity will teach you how to use new tools to elevate your communications.